Another confrontation is brewing Friday as U.S. President Donald Trump and Congress move to eliminate the threat of another government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president's expected to sign a border security compromise Congress passed last night. That would end the risk of a shutdown starting at midnight, but with the agreement giving him just a sliver of the money he's demanded for a southern border barrier, the president has another plan.
He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell said yesterday he'll back the president's move to take billions from other government funds and use them to build the barrier, bypassing lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that's a slippery slope.
The president making an end run around Congress,
accusing him of declaring an emergency about a self-manufactured crisis. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arizaga announced Thursday he's forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the U.S. and others are violating the U.N. Charter against non-interference in member states. He was surrounded by diplomats from 16 other countries, including Russia and China, who continue to back Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela, while about 50 countries led by the U.S. recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as president. Haitians vowed to keep protesting Friday until President Jovenel Moïse resigns, despite his announcement of upcoming economic measures designed to quell more than a week of violent demonstrations across the country. Moïse said during a televised address late Thursday he would not surrender to armed gangs and drug dealers and accused people of freeing prisoners to kill him. It was the first time he had spoken since the demonstration started. Protesters are angry about skyrocketing inflation and the government's failure to prosecute embezzlement from a multi-billion dollar Venezuelan program that sent discounted oil to Haiti. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Friday with members of the U.S. trade delegation in Beijing, where China and the U.S. are attempting to hammer out a trade deal. Another round of negotiations between the two countries will continue next week in Washington. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the vibe was good at the talks.
They're covering all the ground. They're hard at it. They are going to meet with President Xi, so that's a very good sign. And they're just soldiering on. So, you know, I like that story, and I will stay with the phrase, the vibe is good.
Negotiators are working to strike a deal by March 1st to avoid a rise in U.S. tariffs on $200 million worth of Chinese goods from 10 to 25%. President Trump suggested earlier this week if there are signs of progress, that deadline could be pushed back. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke Friday about that deadly car bombing in Indian Kashmir. He said the terrorists and their patrons have committed a big mistake and will pay a big price. At least 41 paramilitary soldiers were killed Thursday when a bomber rammed a vehicle into a convoy. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Twisted steel and the remains of victims scattered along the highway of all that's left. Witnesses say the explosion could be heard from several miles away. An Islamist militant group from neighboring Pakistan claimed responsibility for the attack. Jaish-e-Mohammed is one of the most powerful groups operating in Kashmir, a region that's at the heart of decades of hostility between India and Pakistan. The two nuclear rivals both rule parts of Kashmir while claiming the entire territory as their own.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. The top Pentagon official said Friday he foresees a bigger and stronger American-led international coalition combating the Islamic State group globally as the U.S. withdraws its troops from Syria. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says the U.S.-led coalition has eliminated the Islamic State's group's hold on more than 99% of the territory it claimed for its caliphate.
We have ensured ISIS no longer holds the innocent people of Syria or Iraq in its murderous iron fist. We have destroyed its ability to mass forces, and we have eliminated most of its leadership and significantly diminished its resources.
He met in Munich with representatives of the dozen or so countries that provide troops in Iraq and Syria. The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has returned to work at the building for the first time since lung cancer surgery in late December. The court press office says 85-year-old Ginsburg is attending the justices' Friday closed-door conference in which they're weighing whether to add new cases and finalizing opinions in cases argued in the fall. She missed 6 days of arguments in three private conferences as she recuperated from that surgery. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings. Radio.